It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. The Republican Party of Wisconsin will have to recruit new candidates in upcoming key Senate and Assembly races. At least 9 Republican state lawmakers have announced they won't seek re-election at the end of their current terms.
The latest lawmakers to announce plans to step aside include Representatives Rob Brooks of Saukville and Jerry O'Connor of Fond du Lac, who serve the 59th and 60th Assembly districts, respectively.
Their announcements came just days after conservatives saw a significant decline in the results of last week's spring general election.
Others who have previously announced their plans to leave include the leadership in both chambers, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemahieu.
We're checking in on how Republicans in the state are responding to recent changes and what the outlook is like heading into November's midterms as the window to circulate nomination papers and collect signatures opens this Wednesday.
Rich Kramer is here, political reporter for WPR based in Eau Claire, recently spoke with prominent Republicans like former Governor Scott Walker. Rich, thanks for being here.
Hey, gang. Thanks for having me.
Can you give us a quick recap of the recent spring election and why conservatives might be concerned about the future in the state?
Well, because blowouts like we saw last Tuesday are pretty rare in Wisconsin. You know, we're this purple state, and a lot of the elections come down to 1 to 3 points or something like that when you're looking at statewide contests. But in this one, it was a 20-point victory by Liberal Appeals Court Judge and now Justice-elect Chris Taylor over Conservative Appeals Court Judge Maria Lazar. That by itself is pretty striking. The other thing that really has conservatives concerned is the vote turnout in Dane County. Almost 84% of all of the votes cast there went to Justice-elect Chris Taylor. And when you look at Milwaukee and Dane counties combined, Taylor was ahead of Lazar by like 234,000 votes. And that's the kind of a margin that's hard to make up elsewhere in the state. So all of those things, plus the president's approval rating being very low, and some of these other special elections we've seen in other states that are going heavy towards Democrats, all of that is making some Republicans a little nervous and wanting to see some change.
You spoke with former Governor Scott Walker, who still has confidence that Republicans will be able to do better in the fall midterms if they take the right approach to reach voters. And PBS Wisconsin caught up with Walker on Tuesday night at Judge Maria Lazar's watch party. Let's take a listen. Here's Walker on Republican strategy going forward.
To counter that, it's really two things. Level the playing field so you got an equal echo chamber, if you will, a chance to get your message out just as much as the opposition, and focus exclusively on the issues that matter to people, which is overwhelmingly affordability.
So, Walker, he went on to say that voters, they're focused on how they're going to pay for their housing, fill up their grocery cart. Do you hear from strategists that, you know, November will be about kitchen table issues?
Yeah, I mean, I have heard that from the Republican side, and it's pretty obvious. You look at the statewide polling that's been done by the Marquette University Law School, affordability, inflation, those are at the very top of issues of concern. Now, of course, Democrats are going to try to blame Republicans for the current situation with regard to costs and inflation. Democrats are trying to blame, you know, Biden. And I mean, excuse me, Republicans are trying to blame Democrats for the current situation. So we're going to see both parties try to navigate that. And the other thing Walker was talking about is the money disparity. So Democrats were able to raise and send a whole bunch more money to Chris Taylor than Republicans were for Lazar. I mean, it was orders of magnitude different. Mm-hmm. So a lot of Republicans are saying, man, we need to shake up the party. We need to fundraise better. We need to chip away at these margins in these Democratic strongholds.
There has been some disappointment in fundraising with GOP chair Brian Schimming. What do you know there?
So I talked to some members of the Republican Party of Wisconsin's executive committee, and it does appear that there's some people want to see Brian Schimming go. They're saying, you know, these fundraising numbers are just not acceptable. That's part of the job. Some say that's the only job for the state chair, is to raise as much money as you can. So some people want to see him gone. That's up to the party's statewide executive committee. That's 31 members would have to vote to on whether to see him go. Other members, I talked to Bob Spindell, who's a longtime Republican on the Wisconsin Elections Commission, also serves on the executive committee. He says we shouldn't change course now. I mean, replacing a chair months ahead of the midterm election, he said, how would a new person be able to get up to speed and just raise the kind of money that's needed within months? So we'll see how that goes. I also talked to former Republican Governor Tommy Thompson, and he agreed. He said changing the chairman of the party right now would be stupid. It just is not a good time to do that.
Rich, thanks for the update and your reporting.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Rich Kramer, political reporter for WPR based in Eau Claire. Now we turn our attention to the broader trends for the GOP in the midterms and how they could play out in coming months. Lily Gorin is a professor of political science at Carroll University in Waukesha. Lily, welcome back.
Thanks for having me today, Kate.
Are you surprised with the shifts that we're seeing in election results skewing even more liberal this spring?
Well, I mean, you have seen this trend in the last kind of 12 months of elections and special elections across the country. But the Taylor victory was substantial, as Rich was just talking about, in terms of the point spread. But I would also, you know, suggest that we keep in mind that last year, Elon Musk dumped a lot of money into the previous judicial race. So while there was orders of magnitude more money this time with regard to the Democrats, there was orders of magnitude last time with regard to the Republicans.
Does what we're seeing here in Wisconsin reflect broader trends for Republicans around the country?
Yeah, you are seeing higher than normal retirements or people not running for re-election among the Republicans in particular. At the national level, we have at least 36 sitting GOP members who are not going to run for election. You have 21 Democrats who have chosen also not to run for re-election, but of that 21, at least 8 have been running for the Senate or governor's offices or have already won, as in the case of Mickey Sherrill. And the other component to all of this is the kind of redistricting that some states have taken on.
And Lily, here in Wisconsin, we've seen the leaders of both the upper and lower chamber announce retirement. Assembly Speaker Voss, Senate Majority Leader LeMahieu. There have been more Republicans announcing plans not to seek re-election in recent days. Is this type of movement normal?
It's not necessarily normal, but it may be anticipatory. And I think that, you know, some of the moves that are going on statewide in Wisconsin or among elected officials in Wisconsin are similar to some of the moves that are going on at the national level with regard to people sort of wanting to get out before they potentially are in the minority.
How much of a connection is there to President Trump? I mean, do some of Wisconsin's more traditionally Republican-leaning counties turn out more in favor of Democrats in a spring election in response to what they're seeing in the White House? Or is it more complicated than that?
Well, I mean, I think it is a little bit more complicated in terms of voter turnout. But what you have are people that, you know, as Rich noted in terms of the conversation also with Scott Walker, is that people are really focused on affordability issues, on inflation, on the price of gas right now. And a lot of that is connecting people to concerns with regard to this war in Iran. And also, there's the complicated nature of not having Donald Trump actually on the ballot in off-year elections.
I want to ask you about that tension when President Trump no longer has to worry about reelectability, but down-ticket Republicans still do. How does that get negotiated there?
Well, and this is complicated, particularly with a president who doesn't have super high approval rating at the moment. So there is the sort of need to, or potentially desire to, disconnect a little bit from, say, Trump or some of the Trump plans or policies that are in place. But at the same time, Trump has often been a driver of people to the polls, both people who want to support Trump and also people who do not like Trump. And so when he's not on the ballot, some of the people who would otherwise come out because they want to vote for Donald Trump are may stay home, but that doesn't stop the folks who don't like Trump from coming out and possibly coming out in larger numbers.
Okay, so in our final minute together, what do you see as possible issues or areas that Republicans can really make inroads on and focus on with voters in the coming months?
Well, again, I think, you know, part of it is drawing a distinction between what the Republicans say they're standing for and what the Democrats say they're standing for. And for the GOP, they have to tread a little bit of a complicated line in terms of advocating for issues that they are concerned, that the voters are concerned about, but also potentially disconnecting themselves a little bit from Trump, but not completely.
So it's kind of drawing that fine line of how you approach this, because you can't have it both ways.
It's very difficult to have it both ways, exactly. And, you know, the president's approval rating has been sinking rather dramatically, particularly during this period of time that we have been at war with Iran. And if that continues apace, then it's oftentimes difficult, or the folks who are part of the same party as the president don't necessarily want to be directly connected with the president with that low an approval rating.
Lily, always appreciate your analysis. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on today.
Lily Gorin is a professor of political science at Carroll University in Waukesha. She was with us to discuss the outlook for the Republican Party in Wisconsin and nationally during a midterm election year. And earlier, we heard from WPR political reporter Rich Kramer about what he's heard from leading Republican figures in the state.